Welcome back to episode 26 of Shloshim Yoyim Kodem HaChag, and let us get into Erev Pesach Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, a 2025 Tavshin Pehe special. Shabbos HaGadol, when is Shabbos HaGadol? So, most rabbis said their Shabbos HaGadol Drasha this past week, and if someone has the minig to say the Haggadah on Shabbos HaGadol from Avodim Ayinu until Lechaper al Kol Avinei Seinu, after Mincha on Shabbos or before Mincha, they say it this week when it's Shabbos Erev Pesach. Kainis Bechayrim, when do Bechayrim fast? So this year, someone who is a firstborn fasts on Thursday. Somebody who won't be able, it will be hard for him to do B'dikas Chametz Thursday evening, which we'll get to. While he's fasting, he could eat something, eat some pas, eat some fruit before the B'dika, as long as he doesn't wait a long time to do the B'dika or tell someone else to do the B'dika and eat. Today, many people, they go to Asiyim and they're not fasting anyway. When do you do B'dikas Chametz? So as we just mentioned, B'dikas Chametz is done Leil Yud Gimel with a bracha. Since you can't do B'dika on Friday night because it's usher to be metaltel the ner, and we don't do B'dika during the day because ain't boitkin elol or haner balayla, we only do B'dika with a candle during the night. Therefore, you do it Thursday night. The Bittul Chametz you should also do after the B'dika the same way we do it all other years. It is toiv, it is better to be mevayer the Chametz on Erev Shabbos at the same time that you mevayer Chametz, that you burn Chametz every other year at the beginning of the sixth hour, in order that you shouldn't come to make a mistake on other years and burn the Chametz after Chatzos. However, you could leave over for yourself a little bit of Chametz for the rest of the day on Friday and for Shabbos until the Zman HaIsser. Make sure to keep it in a hidden place that it should not get lost or taken out by any children or any other pets. A person does not have to be mevatel the chametz at the zman bir, because anyway he has to be mevatel it on Shabbos, because maybe on Shabbos he's going to have a little bit of chametz left over, which will require a bittel. Preparing for the Seder. When do you prepare for the Seder this year? It's also to prepare anything on Shabbos for the Seder, because of the Isser Hachana. Therefore, one must make sure to prepare as much as they could on Erev Shabbos, in order that they should not have to start making preparations on Matzari Shabbos, because you want to start the Seder immediately at the beginning of the night. Like we say, that you begin your Seder immediately when you come home from shul, the father puts on the kittel in order that the children should not fall asleep. Shacharis Shabbos morning, you get up early to daven. Do not have a chazan who takes a long time. Do not sing a lot, in order there should be plenty of time for you to be able to eat your chametz and not come to a michshal. What does one prepare for their Sudas Shabbos, the Friday night meal, and the Shabbos morning meal? So, a person should have enough chametz in order to have lechem mishnah for both Sudas, the Friday night meal, and the Shabbos morning meal. A person should not cook chametz in a pot, the type of chametz that will stick to the pot, in order that he should not have to wash them after eating, because this Isser chametz, and you can't wash it on Shabbos, because you can't wash kelim if you don't need those kelim on Shabbos. However, if somebody did go ahead and cook, best thing is to try to wipe out those kelim without using water. If he can't do that, he should get a non-Jew to wash the dishes for him. If that's not possible, he could wash them out with a little bit of water to remove the chametz. L'chatchila, best is to cook only foods that are kosher for Pesach in dishes that are prepared for Pesach. If he wants to use these kelim on Pesach, he should be careful not to pour from these kelim anything that's boiling hot into a kli of chametz, because there's always a chashash that there may be bliyos that come up from the chametz keli into the Pesach keli. Someone who fasts the whole Erev Pesach in order that he should eat matzah litei avon on the night of Pesach, he should not push off the Sudas Shabbos for that. At least he should make sure to eat something to be yetzah the Sudas Shabbos. After he finishes eating his chametz, he should rinse out his mouth, he should clean his teeth, and most certainly if he has holes and cracks, crevices in his teeth, he should make sure that there's no more chametz left in them, because chametz is aser b'mashahu. We will talk about Shalosh Shudas in the next episode, but what's relevant for this episode is that a person should, it's recommended to break up Yesudas Shachris of Pas into two, which means make Birchas HaMazon, wait a little bit, and then wash again. And if you do this, then you have to make sure that you have Lechem Mishnah for the third meal, and then you'll gain that you mekayim the shittos of the Paiskim that hold that one could eat Shalosh Shudis before Chatzos, and you'll have washed, which is the preferable opinion for how one should be Mekayim Suda Shalishis, and we'll get to what a person should do in the afternoon in the next episode.